So we're here today with Fiona Pelham, the Managing Director of Positive Impact, and we're going to be talking about ISO 2012-1 and its first anniversary, which the certification came into effect in June last year. So we're going to be discussing 1 year on ISO 2012-1. Fiona, the past year has been about educating the industry about the existence of ISO 2012-1, along with the benefits of achieving this certification. Do you feel now that there's a good understanding of the framework you helped to achieve as chair of the ISO 2012-1 committee here in the UK?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a growing understanding of what ISO 2012-1 is. I recently presented at the AIME conference to the academics of the event industry, and they were all very clear that they all knew about ISO 2012-1. However, on the other side, I just presented at the meeting show, and there was a number of people there who were unfamiliar with the standard. So while I think that lots of people now know the name ISO 2012-1, I think we're still in a learning point for people to understand about the content of what ISO 2012-1 is. And I think people are still a little bit confused in terms of who the standard is relevant for and whether it's relevant for them. The answer to that is that if you work in the event industry, no matter the size of your business, no matter the focus, ISO 2012-1 is relevant for you and will make good business sense for you to implement.
Fantastic. And what's been the take-up from venues, agencies and suppliers over the past 12 months? And how does it compare with the events industry in other countries who have also adopted this ISO?
Yeah, there's definitely been an increasing take-up, which is fantastic to see. So we've seen some of the larger venues across the UK, including Excel, Manchester Central, the Aberdeen Exhibition and Conference Centre, all start implementing the standard. We've seen some of the major agencies start on this journey, including Smile. We've seen a number of the smaller businesses within the industry, and definitely through Positive Impact, we provide a number of free or low price resources around sustainability, including ISO 2012-1. And we're definitely seeing an increased uptake on those materials from smaller businesses in the industry. I think it's a very interesting question, how do we compare with other countries? Because obviously most people will know that ISO 2012-1 came from a British standard. So we have the opportunity for leadership. And I have to say that I think that's slipping away day by day, really. And there's initiatives coming out of Scandinavia, Australia, all around more joined up thinking in relation to profiling destinations as sustainable destinations. And at the Sustainable Events Summit last January, we had a great Skype call with a few people in Sweden who were talking about how they're really embracing ISO 2012-1 from a government perspective. And I think that's something that in the UK we really need to be aware of. We have a leadership chance, but we may be losing that.
Okay, so for anyone wishing to see the certification in action here in the UK, where should they look for case study evidence? And are there any major events in the future that will be adopting this framework?
Well, in terms of major events adopting this framework in the future, the candidate cities who are bidding for the 2020 Olympic and Paralympic Games, their reports have recently been announced, and they're all committed to using ISO 2012-1. So that's fantastic news, because it means that the standard really is moving forward now and being embedded into strategic decisions. And then in terms of where you want to find examples for ISO 2012-1 in action, just have a look on the Positive Impact site. We do a lot of case studies, but we also have case study templates for anyone in the industry who's doing ISO 2012-1 to be able to share their journey, because the more that we can all talk about this, the more that we can all share our experiences, the good experiences and the challenges we're facing, the better it will be for the industry and the more we'll be able to show leadership within the UK.
Absolutely, fantastic. I guess for some businesses, the complexities of achieving ISO certification can be quite a daunting experience. Are there any alternatives that Positive Impact can offer for those that wish to begin their sustainability journey but may not be ready to jump in at the ISO 20121 deep end?
Yes, definitely. I think as we all learn more and more about what's within ISO 20121, we'll all get a little bit clearer about how you can start the journey without going straight into the intricacies of the standard. So on Positive Impact, we have a number of guides, we have a number of online educational products, audio interviews, etc., which talk about getting started on your sustainability journey and understanding how to identify your issues. We also have the Positive Impact 2020 vision, and this is a really good starting point for anyone that's thinking, okay, what should I do now? If you have a read of the vision, you can see what sustainability experts are saying the event industry could look like in 2020. And then we have a corresponding pledge which you can complete around what you're going to commit to help get to that vision. And we also have a free competency questionnaire. So this is where you just fill in some questions and get some support around what your first steps could be. So it's a great way to, within 10 minutes, really identify where you are on the sustainability journey and what support you need and how the Positive Impact materials can help you.
Fantastic. Now, ISO 20121 is obviously a fantastic sustainability legacy from what was the London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games. How would you personally like to see this legacy developed over the next 12 months to ensure that more events around the world consider their economic, environmental and social impacts?
Well, there's a number of things that I would love to see. I would love to see the UK take on some leadership in this area. So for the UK to really understand that the expertise we have in the country and the number of brilliant examples of people that have led around sustainability could be exported as knowledge to countries that are about to have large-scale events. I'd also love to see more of a strategy around within bidding for large-scale events, including a reference to the sustainability credentials that the UK has. Then there are some smaller initiatives, but equally impactful and important. London 2012 started a number of projects, such as a zero waste roadmap, such as a food sourcing policy, and these are initiatives that we could roll out quite easily across the whole of the UK event industry supply chain. And I think that a continuing education around sustainability and continuing commitment, so more people signing up to the pledge and collaborating together around the 2020 vision, could be a fantastic legacy from the London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
Fantastic, excellent. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Cheers, Fiona.
You're welcome. Thanks.